Fired ANC member Kalni House said plans are in place for a mass action protest against President Cyril Ramaphosa. The president is in hot water over money laundering and corruption allegations stemming from the theft of foreign currency at his Phalaphala farm in Limpopo. Niehaus said the Ramaphosa Must Go campaign is engaging with community leaders and estimated the protest will be held around mid-July.
There are discussions with a broad group of civil society leaders in order to arrange for mass action calling for President Cyril Ramaphosa to go. There will be a meeting tomorrow with community leaders to decide on a date for when we will hold mass action, hopefully throughout the country, but very specifically also here in Gauteng and in Johannesburg. It will be absolutely legal. We have right throughout said that the campaign that Ramaphosa Must Go, in the light of what came to the fore regarding the Phalaphala Farmgate scandal, will be within the parameters of the law and it will be legal. We've had engagements before. There had been other meetings. This meeting that I'm referring to now, which is going to take place tomorrow, is a follow-up meeting on the back of those meetings that had already taken place. We are working towards a target of as close as possible to the middle of July to have this mass protest. But the exact date we will decide on tomorrow, and then we will subsequently announce that.
The EFF and UDM have called for Ramaphosa to step down to allow his prosecution free from intimidation. The Sunday Times reported that Ramaphosa failed to appear before the ANC Integrity Committee last week, leading to the party's National Executive Committee meeting resolving that he appear before the commission as a matter of urgency. Niehaus said they want Ramaphosa to be brought to book for the Phalaphala allegations, and he outlined their grievances.
We want the case that had been opened against Cyril Ramaphosa by Arthur Fraser, which had subsequently been supported by many people, and there were a number of other people who had also opened supporting cases. We want the South African Police Service and the National Prosecuting Authority to take the necessary action to charge President Ramaphosa and to make sure that he's being brought to court for what is evidently a series of criminal actions that have taken place. Those include contraventions of the foreign exchange legislation in South Africa. It includes issues around abduction, torture, bringing people across borders into the country without proper international border control regulations. All of those issues need to be dealt with. And we call on the South African Police Service and the National Prosecuting Authority not to drag their feet, but to take immediate action. And we call for President Ramaphosa to be charged and those who were with him involved in these criminal activities, which includes also the head of the presidential protection team, Major General Wally Ruede, who have acted under instruction from President Ramaphosa.
More details about the planned protest will be clear after the organizers meet on Tuesday. For Times Live Podcast, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.